Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Let me speak today from Jude, chapter 1, only one chapter in the book of Jude, verse 10, about some brute beasts. Here we go, Jude, verse 10. But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. In warning early Christians about dangerous men among them, Jude began by assuring Christians that the destruction of these enemies was certain. And he did this by using three Old Testament examples: Israel in the Exodus, rebellious angels, and Sodom and Gomorrah. In verse 10, Jude continued to describe the character of these dangerous deceivers among the Christian family. First, he pointed out that these dangerous men rejected authority and would go on their own way, even speaking arrogantly to those that they should speak respectfully to. Now, Jude continued on in the same line of reasoning, exposing the character of dangerous deceivers among Christians, following from the idea that they're speaking disrespectfully to those in authority. Jude pointed out that the dangerous deceivers speak evil of whatever they do not know. You see, in contrast to Michael, who would not even speak evil of the devil, these certain men speak evil things when they reject authority and speak against dignitaries. Look again at those words, of whatever they do not know. The certain men didn't even know the things or the people that they spoke evil about. Their evil speech was made worse by their ignorance. And this is all too common. We find it too easy to speak as experts on circumstances and issues when we really do not know. This should encourage us to real humility, to simply not speak beyond what we know. But we should hear what James chapter 1, verse 19 says. It says this, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." You know, we often do just the opposite. We tend to be slow to hear, thinking we know enough already. We tend to be swift to speak, even when we speak in the manner of these certain men that Jude mentioned, speaking as if we know when we do not know. We also tend to be quick to wrath, prompted by hearing too little and speaking too much. Since these certain men also spoke against dignitaries and rejected authority, it meant they also did not know about true spiritual leadership and authority. So they found it easy to speak evil against it. Jude also told us that these men had a certain kind of knowledge, but it wasn't a good kind. This is what he says of them. Whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. These certain men pretended to be spiritual, but their only knowledge was really natural. Even with what they knew naturally, they still corrupted themselves with an unspiritual mind. Think of a dog, a smart dog. That smart dog can impress us with its doggy mind. Brute beasts can be smart or clever in an instinctive kind of way, but they obviously do not have spiritual knowledge. It's the same way with these certain men. They think themselves smarter than others when really they are on the same level as animals, at least when it comes to spiritual perception. Now, how do you come into this picture? Think about the people and situations that you like to talk about or have talked about in the last few days. Are you talking about things or against things that you really don't know the whole story? Maybe if you knew the whole story about that person that you're so critical of, maybe you wouldn't speak against them the way that you do. Let your judgments, all of your judgments and all of your words, pass through this test. Do I really know about this, enough about this to talk about it? Is it really my business to speak about this? This ability to let the Holy Spirit speak to our conscience this way, this is one of the ways that we rise above the brute beasts. And in Jesus Christ, you can rise above today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.